We grow pumpkins.
Well, now, do you grow them to eat?
Yeah, I don't like the pumpkin, but we grow a pine melon that's similar to the pumpkin that makes delicious pies. But it's a pine melon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pumpkin, they're just great big old things. But I don't like the pumpkin. It has a taste that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And the pine melon don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And I grow the pine melon.
Well, does the pine melon look like a pumpkin pretty
yeah,
much?
Yeah, there's some of them that do. Oh, there's a dozen different kinds. They don't grow as large as a pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the pine melons grow long. And some are striped, has green and white stripes. There's just so many different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of them that just grow little tiny melons like that.
Mm-hmm.
That don't ever get very large.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a number of different kinds.
Well, now, what about something that's yellow and has a crook neck on it?
Squash.
Okay. Have you ever heard this called a simlin? Now, what about some different kinds of melons?
Well, watermelons and mushmelons and cantaloupes, all that. We grow watermelons.
Okay. What about a little thing that grows out in the woods? It just sort of comes up and it grows. It's so hard to describe these things. It just comes up to be about that high maybe, and it's got a cap on it. It's about that big around. Some people eat these things, but
mushroom.
Yeah, but you really got to know what you're doing if you.
Oh yeah, if you get them out of the woods or anywhere, you got to know.
Have you ever eaten them?
No.
Do people in this area?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they buy them in cans. But I never have. They say they're delicious in chicken dressing. Put a can of mushroom soup. I thought I'd try it sometime. You know, my husband, he's one you don't sell on new dishes. That's what he's always seen.
Mm-hmm.
I would try a lot of different things if it weren't for him.
Yeah, yeah.
But he don't go for things that he hadn't seen all his life.
Well, that's a real compliment to your cooking, you know. Have you heard people call mushrooms anything else?
Toadstool.
Okay. Now, is that different from a mushroom? Or?
Well, a toadstool is a mushroom that, you know, that grow around here out in the woods.
Uh-huh.
I've heard them called toadstools.
Okay.
And I've even seen a picture with old toads setting up under the mushroom in the children's storybook or something.
Okay, let's see. Now, when somebody's eating food, he puts the food in his mouth and then he chews it up and then he'll...
Swallows it.
What do you call things that people smoke?
Pipe and a cigarette and a cigar.
Okay, fine. What do you call it when somebody's under an obligation to somebody else? You say he's...
obligated to him.
Okay. Have you ever heard the expression, or do you use the expression, to be beholden to somebody?
Well, I have heard that, but I don't know what it means unless... Well, I don't know what I can't describe
it. Okay. Okay, well, that's fine, but you don't use that expression.
No.
Okay. Oh yeah, okay, I'll ask you a little bit about animals now. There's a kind of a bird that hoots.
An owl.
Okay. And how about a little tiny owl?
Well, that's a little screech owl, I reckon. Screech owl or whatever you call him.
Okay.
Holler so lonesome and pitiful.
And what about a great big owl?